Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Kansas City was looking for an inside target and a red zone guy, obviously because of the Rashee Rice injury, but also now because Juju Smith-Schuster went down on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. Also, Kansas City was not looking to trade a day one or day two pick in this deal. Can D-Hop still play? Well, he played 44 snaps on Sunday. He was pulled in the game because of lower leg soreness. He obviously had the knee injury, but the expectation is that he's healthy and he's good to go and he's gonna play.
Peter Schrager, does he have the same leg injury that Devontae Adams had with the Raiders?
Ah, my leg.
I think this one was probably real.
You sure?
I think this one was
pulled
real.
Out of a game?
He missed all of training camp.
Okay.
I mean,
are you sure?
I don't know.
Ow.
He also, this was a thing in camp. I have him in fantasy, so I remember this. That he like backtracked on what he said his injury was. He said he tore his MCL in minicamp. And then he came out and said, no, actually, I sprained it. And I'm going to play through it. So there was like a thing there about what happened, but he had a bad knee injury in minicamp that caused him to miss like all of training camp. I think his is real. I think Adams was made up, personally. And that was, you know, maybe very obvious, the fact that he came right off the injury report, practiced in full all week for the Jets, and then played.
So that's Peter Schrager on the trade. Here are the conditions, apparently.
The comp, from what I'm told, is a fifth-round pick, and the conditions are interesting. What you're going to get is its Super Bowl appearance and playing time, meaning that's what could qualify to a fourth for the Tennessee Titans.
Okay, appearance. Not win, but Super Bowl appearance.
So just make the Super Bowl.
Make the Super Bowl, and how much he plays, it can go from a fifth to a fourth.
Do we think that was a negotiation there between the Chiefs and the Titans?
Definitely. Yeah.
If you guys got to win the Super Bowl. Nah, AFC Championship. Nah, let's meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Appearance.
If you make it.
Yeah.
Sam Monson writes about what this means. You know, this is how it works with receivers. We've seen it with the Bills, how Amari Cooper is going to open things for other guys. And Sam Monson writes that what DeAndre Hopkins can do is get Xavier Worthy back in the slot for vertical slot shots. That's, or maybe they alternate, whatever. But that Worthy, who did get open for a touchdown last week, but Mahomes missed him. So Mahomes got to be better, too.
Oh, yeah. He was behind him. It would have been a 70-yard touchdown.
Yes, yes. For Worthy. You know, how do you feel about that? Like, Mahomes, he's definitely not above criticism. But
kind of.
He's
as close to it as you can get.
He kind of is as close to it, but that's because he's won Super Bowls and MVPs.
And 50 touchdown seasons.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. So I get that there's some benefit of the doubt. How many other quarterbacks, what other top-level quarterbacks could get away with 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions at this point in the year?
Allen would be getting ripped.
I was going to say, I'll leave Allen out of this. Yeah, what would happen with Dak? Would they be broadcasting from outside Cowboys facilities 24 hours a day?
It would be every day about how is it the worst contract the Cowboys have ever signed?
Yeah.
Right? They just signed him, and then if he went on and went through 8 picks and 6 touchdowns.
If this were Lamar, would it blasted. Be, should they consider moving him to receiver?
He'd be getting blasted.
Yes.
No doubt.
And with Mahomes,
if it was Kyler Murray, it would be, oh, is it time for the Cardinals to move on from Kyler Murray?
That's right. That's right.
Because that's a bad stat line.
Horrible.
What about, though, should we add the full context? What if any of these quarterbacks threw 6 touchdowns, 8 picks, and were undefeated? Well, then it would be...
Tim Tebow?
It would be, wow, this guy's getting carried right now.
Right.
Man, look at the Cowboys are undefeated and Dak has these numbers. What a job Jerry Jones has done building the roster around him to carry his quarterback that can't play right now. That would be the storyline about everybody. Mahomes is still the MVP favorite. And I mentioned it with Sal. Spagnuolo, like, if he wins MVP, he should just ship it right to Spag's house. Because their defense is winning them these football games. He's making a play or two that are, you know, are adding to the narrative of, well, he's just making the plays when he needs to happen. He's only getting to these spots because they're allowing 17 points a game.
Don't the MVP odds include this exact possibility? Like, well, they're going to trade somebody. They're going to get their offense figured out.
It's a projection.
Yeah.
But there's not this daily, what's wrong with Mahomes? I mean, you're seeing some of it, but what's happening is he's getting the benefit of the doubt of, well, this is Patrick Mahomes. By the end of the season, his numbers are going to look fine, and he's probably going to be playing in the Super Bowl. That's what's happening.
Right. We have reached that point where it's like Manchester City. They could start 0-4 and be like, whatever, they're probably going to win the title.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't. You're not even allowed to question it. The Chiefs last year answered more questions than ever. They were the worst version of themselves. They went on the road and won two playoff games, something they had not yet done. They'd never had to win a playoff game on the road. And they went and did it twice and then won the Super Bowl. So
with their worst offense.
Yeah, so it's almost like you can't even get after them because if you do, you look like a fool because they just win it anyway. Eventually, they're not going to win it. And maybe this is, you know, Baltimore or Buffalo's year. On the Cooper Cup idea, boy, let me tell you, Joe, if you'd told me a month ago that on October 23rd, Cooper Cup as an idea to trade, I would say, like, I have no interest in it. I guess it wouldn't surprise me because...
Slot.
Yeah. They definitely do not need Cooper Cup, the Bills. They don't.
No, they don't.
What am I going to do? Pay a second-round pick to put a good player on the bench? Put Shakir on the bench?
Yeah.
And
can I not even trust Samuel to be a backup slot anymore?
Maybe not, but like, in that case...
No, but I'm saying, like, that's my backup slot right now.
I might want to upgrade that, but I don't need that to be Cooper Kupp.
And even in that, like, who has a good backup slot receiver? That had 600 yards last year.
The Bucs have a good backup slot because Jalen McMillan's going to go right in and be good at it.
He's a fourth-round rookie, even then.
He's good. Get ready. It's Jalen McMillan season.
I don't need Kupp for them.
No.
I'm having a tough time figuring out where Kupp will go, though. They're going to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
They're, of all the, how afraid teams are of the notion that they're shopping players, the Rams just right out there in the open, like, yeah, we're shopping them.
Yeah, it goes from pretty much bleep them picks to bleep them players. Like, maybe Stafford gets moved. Where's the move for him?
I have a Photoshop on my phone right now of Matthew Stafford on another team.
Boy, let me think who it is.
You want to guess what team it is?
Who makes the most sense?
I have saved in my photos right now a Photoshop of Matthew Stafford on another team.
All right, there's who should trade for Stafford and then who might trade for Stafford. Can I give you should?
Sure.
The Dolphins.
Whoa. Yes.
But they won't.
Oh, that's so good, though. They really should.
But they won't.
They won't because Tua is healthy.
Right. Okay, so who might?
Who would trade for Stafford midseason?
Who should trade for Stafford midseason? I'm going to pull up the NFL standings here.
This is not the team, but while you're looking at a list of teams, Florio wrote yesterday, just an opinion piece, about why the Vikings should trade with the Rams, Darnold for Stafford straight up. Because the Vikings are going all in right now, and they don't need Darnold for the next contract, and the Rams could sign Darnold to like a four-year deal or something.
Right.
But that's not this one.
Who should go for Stafford? Is it? I don't have an obvious candidate here. I mean, no, I don't have one.
You don't have one?
No.
All right, ready? I'm going to show you the picture.
The Giants?
The Giants.
Okay.
The Giants.
The Giants should do that.
Right?
Yes.
He also looks very good in this Photoshop. They should definitely do that, shouldn't they? They're not dead. The record's not great,
and their defense,
but man, Stafford to neighbors could just explode immediately.
Yes, and I think their defense has some elements that are respectable.
Yeah.
They get after the passer.
Yeah. This would be one for them where they might have to do it sooner rather than later, though, before their season gets away from
like
them.
Like today.
They're 2-5.
They're 2-5, yeah.
But so they have to get on it quick. But that's the team that right now, if you told me who makes the most sense for Stafford, I do like that. Dable trying to save his job.
Would a team rent him as a backup? Because does he want to keep playing? Is he going to retire?
Yeah, he wants to play, doesn't he?
I thought he was close to retiring before. But, all right. I don't see a huge market for him.
I mean, he's still good.
Not only is he good, he's every quarterback's like second favorite quarterback. or favorite quarterback. You ask any NFL quarterback who are your favorite guys to watch, and Stafford is in everybody's top two. They all love Stafford.
Yeah.
803-0550. I do have a Let's Get Stupid we could do for 9 o'clock. You want to do Let's Get Stupid?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right. We're a real Let's Get Stupid kind of conversation about a trade idea. 803-0550 on WGR.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.